As long as you like good things, like SUV, drive me to my mansion, then believe me, life is so beautiful. Waking up to everyday man, I dey hustle, small time, my dreams go start to dey sweet me, like my private jet, fly me to my mansion. But again, this struggle got me, and society been stealing the passion. Dying on substances, maybe I go forget back my focus. Millions of fighters, now who know they are mocked down for. But as long as you are nice today, believe me, we go trend like fashion. We go bright as the moonshine, and we go the trend like fashion. Trend like fashion.
Hello, trending listeners, this is your JB, and you are welcome to today's podcast, Trend Like Fashion. I know majority of us might have just been wondering, is it that OJB is demoralized and disorganized by the effect of this pandemic that we haven't heard him on the show for some times now? But well, I want you all to know that OJB is never demoralized and disorganized by the effect of this pandemic, just the way you are not demoralized and disorganized. You see, this pandemic is just a challenge we are all facing right now as human beings, and shouldn't bring any form of weaknesses in us, rather than just to make us stronger. No, it shouldn't demoralize us, it shouldn't disorganize us, rather than to make us realize our true existence as human beings. This pandemic should make us realize the true existence of nature. It should make us realize and wonder how the planet we are living in, how the world we are living in, how the society we are living in is being operated. No, it is time for us to realize all these things. So it is never the time for us to be demoralized, and it is never the time for us to be disorganized as well. It is never the time for us to become weaker, but it is time for us to become stronger and wake up to our true existence as human beings. So, trendy listeners, in today's episode of Trend Like Fashion, we shall reason together about entrepreneurs and the monsters. But before we dive into today's episode, let us remind ourselves of the last episode on the show, where we reasoned together about how our mind has been tweaked for the sake of entrepreneurship. So in today's episode, we are just going to reason together about entrepreneurs and monsters. So trendy listeners, let's get to reason together and have deep thoughts. You know, like we have been taught that entrepreneurs are creators and thinkers. And at the same time, let's reason together that we have two forms of these entrepreneurs: private entrepreneurs and public entrepreneurs. You know, private entrepreneurs deal with the affairs of a private enterprise, or otherwise known as private organization. Why the public entrepreneurs deals with the public affairs, or simply government affairs. No, people that forms the government. But oftentimes, it never crosses our mind that even the government themselves, any forms of government as it may be, are into business with humanity. And both forms of entrepreneurs just work together. You know, they work hand in hand. Now let's get to reason together what these entrepreneurs has created and still creating. And also, what are they thinking? Reason with me that entrepreneurs has created nothing than just promises. You know, jobs, infrastructures, justice, good healthcare system, among other promises made to humanity. And for real, these entrepreneurs didn't owe us any of these things, because whatever we believe we are enjoying as innovations, material things from these entrepreneurs, they are all made from the free gift of nature, and with the free gift of nature, you know, free gift of nature to the entire human races. But it is just unfortunate that the free gift of nature has been personalized and privatized by these entrepreneurs. because they always want to get ahead of time and also get ahead of humanity. And because the entrepreneurs can't fulfill their promises in an equal manner to the entire human races, you know, which is just impossible for them to do because they actually did not owe us anything. They owe us nothing. You see, anything they might have just promised us belonged to the entire human races, you know, because they are all free gift of nature. So they owe us absolutely nothing. They owe us no promises. And because they can't fulfill these promises, then the promises became numbers of problems that they have created among humanity. So entrepreneurs has created nothing more further than problems and problems and problems in our society. And these problems gave birth to the monsters and still giving birth to more monsters as well. You know, monsters are human beings that are being captured with a system that was set up by the entrepreneurs in order to be able to persuade or force people, generally people of all countries across the planet Earth. You know, we are either being persuaded or forced to obey some sets of rules and instructions by these entrepreneurs. And the beast these monsters could turn to is the only thing that the entrepreneurs are thinking and worried about all their life. Because they know we are just human beings like them. We are one extraordinary made machine like them. You know, they know it. They know we are not made to evolve around some set of rules and instructions, of course, just the way they know themselves too. You know, what really makes us human beings is nothing more than just because our mind and body will evolve over time. So the set of instructions and rules given to us as human beings by the entrepreneurs will be broken over time. And you see, because of our nature as human beings, our mind and body evolving over time becomes a threat to the entrepreneurs. So it is something they have to worry about all the time. And the thing here is that I don't really know why they should be so worried about us furiously. Because, you know, we are just the same human machine they have. So why worried about us? Well, they are just worried because they know nature will come into play and the reality will start to set in. No, reality will start to set in when every human race will find their true existence as just one human being with different mind but with the same purpose. You see, one day every human being will all rise to realize that they are not created to be bound under any set of rules and instructions. They will all rise up to their true existence that they are not meant to take teachings. So the entrepreneurs are so worried about all these things, all the things that could turn the monsters that they have created a beast. They are so worried about them. They are so worried that the beast will one day hunt them down. So because entrepreneurs can never fulfill their promises in an equal manner to humanity, so the monsters who are persuaded and forced to obey some rules and ideology are breaking them because they just want to live just the way nature wanted them to live. But then the entrepreneurs will call it a crime. But the fact still remains that the biggest crime ever committed against humanity is entrepreneurship. Oh, JB. Trending listeners, thank you for listening to today's episode on the podcast Trend Like Fashion. And at this challenging time of the pandemic, let us all remember to keep safe. Let us all remember to stay stronger. Do not be demoralized and do not be disorganized. Oh, JB, thank you for listening once again.
As long as you like good things, like SUV, drive me to my mansion, then believe me, life is so beautiful. Waking up to everyday man, I dey hustle. Small time, my dreams go start to dey sweet me. Like my private jet, fly me to my mansion. But again, this struggle got me, and society been stealing the passion. Dying on substances, maybe I go forget back my focus. Millions of fighters, now who know they are mocked down for. But as long as you are nice today, believe me, we go trend like fashion. We go bright as the moonshine. And we go the trend like fashion, trend like fashion.
Hello, trending listeners. This is OJB, and you are welcome to today's podcast, season 2, episode 1 of Trend Like Fashion. In the previous season of Trend Like Fashion, we reasoned together on how entrepreneurship that is meant to be our savior turned out to be a crime against humanity, and how entrepreneurship has been the root of all of our problems as human beings. In this season 2 of Trend Like Fashion, we shall reason together on how we can continue to save ourselves some happiness every moment of our lives, because happiness is required to define our ultimate goal of the future. It doesn't matter what we might be going through, even if we have to continue paying the price for happiness in whatsoever way. But if we are psychologically and physiologically fixed with the power of silence and darkness, we can continue to have absolute happiness with success guarantee all our lives, just the way it was from the beginning of human existence. Trending listeners, welcome to the season 2 of Trend Like Fashion. Happiness is the goal. And in the first episode of Happiness is the Goal, we shall reason together about power of a woman, fixed woman. How a woman is the main source of happiness. Trending listeners, I wish you all endless happiness. When I look around in the society every day, I found too many heads down. Happiness is so scarce and success seems not to be guaranteed because humanity is not communicating in love language anymore. This needs to be fixed, I thought, because happiness is the goal. The future is our success. And the future is when we die. How many people cried at our funeral? How many people remained in silence? This will be based on our impact and involvement in the process of life. And that is the only way to determine our success as human being. Because I want people to cry at my funeral, so I am doing this. We need happiness to be free once again in our society, and success to be guaranteed all the time when we communicate in love language again, just the way it was from the beginning of life. And if we all need to have impact and involvement in the process of life, psychologically we have to be fixed, physiologically we have to be fixed. But one thing has to be fixed for sure before happiness to be absolutely free and success to be guaranteed. The foundation of life, a woman. When a woman follows the process of life from birth of a child to death, we say such woman is fixed and a success. Because a woman is the first person to think and to be influenced by the things of earth. That makes them carry the life process from the beginning of creation. A woman is the first person to think. That is why women will forever evolve more than their opposite gender. A woman will evolve in mind and intellect more than a man because she is the first person to think anything. A fixed woman will always be psychologically and physiologically arranged and organized from the birth of a child till death tear them apart. A woman is a fixed person from the birth of her baby. But unfortunately, our society is disorganizing them psychologically and physiologically as they evolve in the process of life. A fixed woman followed life process this way. From the birth of a child, when a baby cried, it means the baby is psychologically fixed automatically. The baby cried because it sensed change of environment. And babies will always come with one language, love. That when the cord between the mother and the baby is broken, the language will be communicated in spirit. Then the mother and the midwives will always acknowledge the language with tears, smiles and a lot of happiness. Then we can say the mother and the midwives are psychologically okay because they were all inspired and influenced by the baby's language. And that is the language well spoken. Then the baby gets the first inspiration and influence from the mother. and the baby begin to have some memory. The first memory of a baby is food, breast milk, and that is a life in process. As time evolves, a fixed woman also evolve with her baby. And when the baby start reacting to some needs because the baby is psychologically and physiologically fixed, the baby will begin to cry, and you know, because she is a fixed woman too. She knows the life process. Then she wants to know why the baby is crying. A fixed woman will observe the temperature of the environment of her baby. Is it too cold or too hot? And when she observes the environment is not suitable for her baby, she adjusts to a temperature that suits. If the baby stops crying and continue play, at this process of life, the woman is a success. But when the woman observes that the temperature is good for her baby, but the baby won't stop crying still, then she requires another process of life. Because the woman is fixed, then she can quickly think of how long her baby has been in the same position. Is it 30 minutes or more? Is it 30 minutes or less? But because a fixed woman can't estimate the amount of time, she can change the position and location of her baby. And when the baby stops crying and continue play, then we can call such a woman a success. And if the baby won't stop crying despite change of position, a fixed woman will see her baby need to eat. Then the baby need to eat is being attended to. And if the baby stop crying, we can call such a woman a success at this process of life. But if the baby won't stop crying or refuse to take food, a fixed woman will go ahead to examine her baby health to see if her baby needs medical care. Then medical care is given to the baby and the baby will be fine again. Then we can call such a woman a success in this process of life because she is psychologically fixed to observe, perceive, and sense the needs of her baby at all levels. As time evolves, the woman evolves with her child. And once the child begins to get inspired by the things of the environment apart from the woman, a fixed woman will observe her child is mature to see the beautiful things of nature. A fixed woman will set her child on a journey full of life and magic. A journey to explore life for magical things to start happening between herself and her child. You know, when you take a child on a magical journey to explore life, at a time when the child is still blind to be inspired by the things of man, and when the child is still deaf to meanings, take the child on a journey by road, from the south through the west, along the east and the north. Let the child see the true beauty of life. Let the child be inspired and influenced by the things of nature itself. Take the child to the mountains and hills. Let the child see life from afar. Let the child see what is beneath and above. Also, take the child to the beach. Let the child see the magical wave of the ocean. Take the child to the sea. Let the child see the gentleness of the sea. At dusk, sing some rhymes and recite some poems. Under the sky that is clear from the cloud but sparkling with some milky ways of stars, with the brightest moonlight, and magical things will start happening to the child. Once the child starts wondering if there is an end or no end to all of the adventure you took him, then the child begins to daydream about the adventure of life. Then the child begins to see magical things while they're dreaming. The child continues to see more and more and more, and magical things will start happening to the child. He would want to know how everything began. You are such a fixed woman. If you take your child through this magic of life, then such woman can be referred to as a success. As time evolves, the woman involved with her child again. At this time, the child is grown up. A fixed woman will set the child on his own journey of life. And when the child is gone, a fixed woman will definitely miss the child. A fixed woman will always remember every memory and beautiful things she had with the child. When a fixed woman smiles with tears running down her eyes, then she has communicated with her child in a language of love. And wherever the child may be on the planet Earth at the time a fixed woman smiles with tears, trying to remember her child, the child will always acknowledge her remembrance with some smiles and happiness simultaneously. The child will remember all the memories and acknowledge it with the same language of love. And that is a language well spoken. And when a fixed woman has done communicating with her child in this language called love, a fixed woman will turn around to her surroundings and continue life happily with happy people, expecting her child to return a successful person. If a woman can complete life process this way, then such a woman is a success to the world because she became an inspiration and influence of happiness throughout the life of her child. And the child definitely will continue to be an inspiration and influence of happiness to everyone around. If process of life can always be completed this way, then life will again be a place for free happiness with success guaranteed. We need fixed women in our society for beautiful things to start happening again in our life and in the society. A fixed woman don't take emotions as food and forget to eat the food itself. Are you a fixed woman? Oh, JB! Trendy listeners, thank you for listening to the episode Power of a Woman, Fixed Woman. Remember, a woman is the foundation for a new generation of life to come. If all women are fixed, then the next generation coming after us will be fixed, and happiness can be absolutely free again with success guaranteed. Oh, JB! Thank you for listening again.